But Ron Fang Mitchell and his Coppin State Eagles are going to become the third number 15 seed since the team went, the NCAA tournament rather, went to 64.
Indeed, one of the great moments in Baltimore basketball history. 15th seeded Coppin State in 1997 with the upset of the two-seed South Carolina, part of the Ron Fang Mitchell era that unfortunately has come to a close today after 28 seasons, after a grand total of 429 victories for Coppin State. The university has decided not to renew Coach Mitchell's contract. Coach Mitchell joins us now. Good evening, Coach. First of all, I'm disappointed for you. You've been just an absolute Baltimore icon for nearly three decades. Describe for me today what it was like how did it go down when they came to you and said, we're going to go in a different direction?
Well, it wasn't today. Basically, it happened last Wednesday that the president said that he just wasn't going to renew my contract.
And you stayed off. And you stayed off Twitter, and didn't tell us all. I can't believe it.
Well, I didn't get a letter from him. Okay, and because I didn't get a letter from him, I'm waiting for the letter still. All right, so I thought the letter would make it official, but it's on our website right now, so that means to me it is official. All right, I knew it was official, but I just wanted to make sure before I told people.
Why do you think this happened?
I really don't know, because no one said anything to me. The president just, when I asked him why, he just put his hand up. I don't know. I really don't know. Somebody has to eventually tell me. Now, I did read the press article, the press clip, so they want to go in a different direction, whatever that means. But, we know that's what they use all the time.
Yeah, and they wish you the best. I read that too. In your future endeavors.
Well, I'm still working. I'm still here. Okay, I have to work till June 30th, and then everything ceases. After June 30th, that's where they have me right now, and no severance package or anything like that. It's just done.
After 28 years, is that a bitter pill?
Well, what makes it bitter is the fact that how much I love the institution, and that, being a Coppin alumnus and to be treated in that manner, okay, where really I haven't been told, like you say, the quote came out through the athletic director that they want to go in a different direction, but I was never told that by him or the president on exactly what the problems are.
I guess at one point they would say, well, nine of the last 10 seasons overall, a losing record. Whereas in the 90s, it was nothing but winning virtually for Coppin State. What changed for you over that time?
Well, the biggest problem has been the guarantee game. All right. Like this year, in the last 3 years, we had to bring in $1.7 million, $600,000 a year is what that they are mandating that I bring in. So when you have, this year we had 9 guarantee games, and a guarantee game is those opportunities to play at a bigger school and get paid for it, but the chances of victory have become slim. And the school in need of money, we sacrificed because our team sacrificed by being on the road so much, and our coaches sacrificed to bring the money in to help to supplement the athletic department. And for the love of Coppin, we continue to do that each year. And so, for people to now incorporate the losing based on our record rather than what we're trying to do, right, to supplement income to the athletic department. So I'll take that, all right, as 3 losing seasons. All right, but, you can't get around that because of economics, and it's so important that Coppin receive that money in order to remain Division I.
And Coach, I can only imagine the frustration when you get dealt a hand like that. Can you step back from that and think about the 28 years and the moments and the pride and what you helped build and help bring the Coppin Center, which is a state-of-the-art, beautiful facility, and the victories, and including that 1997 NCAA tournament?
Well, when I reflect, and I try not to reflect, because when you reflect today, you fall behind, because today is a right-now world. And when you're dealing in that type of situation where people want things done right away, they want accomplishments right away, then when you reflect back in a situation where history is not as important to people today as it might have been in the past, you find yourself falling behind. So I had some good runs. We did some great things. The situation became a little more difficult because of the economics that was attributed to Coppin. We did a lot better when we had an opportunity to be able to bring in kids and sit them. And we don't have that luxury. We didn't have that luxury for a while, and that's hurt us.
And last thing, Coach, I guess, what will you do then once June comes to an end? Have you had a chance to think about what you're going to do?
Well, I'm still looking to coach. So I'm still looking for that opportunity. We have four out of the five starters coming back for next year. So I guess this is a great opportunity for the athletic director to show that they made the right decision. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to look for a job and hope that somebody gives me an opportunity to continue coaching.
Coach Fang Mitchell, thank you. I really appreciate your time on what I'm sure is a difficult time right now, and to share with us and be blunt about it. And most certainly we wish you the best. You have been a Baltimore icon, and we are fortunate to have you for the three decades at Coppin State.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. That's Ron